NewsRamp Health, Fitness and Wellness Podcast, Friday evening, April 17, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI power delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
precision oncology is shifting toward combination strategies, ultimately changing how new therapies are built. Resistance and relapse in cancer treatment are being addressed by combining multiple drugs targeting different pathways. Lixta Biotechnology Holdings, Inc. is at the forefront with their first-in-class PP2A inhibitor LB-100, enhancing treatment response by disrupting cancer cell repair mechanisms. Ongoing trials are exploring LB-100's potential in various solid tumors, including ovarian and colorectal cancers, where the need for effective treatments is high.
Part Bean Beat closes $10 million public offering to advance cardiac technology. Commercialization. Part Bean recently closed a $10 million public offering, selling 12.5 million shares of common stock to advance its cardiac technology commercialization efforts. The offering, completed on April 16, 2026, will support the development of HeartBeam's FDA-cleared 12-lead synthesized ECG system, extended wear patch, heart attack detection technologies, AI capabilities, and general corporate purposes.
Soligenx SNGX advances CTCL research with interim analysis, comparative study results. Soligenx advances CTCL research with interim analysis and comparative study results, showcasing positive data from its Phase 3 FLASH 2 study and Hybright therapy. The company's focus on innovative treatments for serious conditions is evident in the encouraging clinical update and positive results against Valcor-R, TCTCL, a rare form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma, primarily affecting the skin, is the main focus of Soligenx's recent advancements.
Mission IR Newsbreaks, LXTE Biotechnology Holdings INC, positions LB-100 as novel approach in cancer treatment landscape. LXTE Biotechnology Holdings INC has positioned LB-100 as a novel approach in the cancer treatment landscape. The company's clinical stage pharmaceutical pipeline focuses on LB-100, an inhibitor of protein phosphatase 2A, PPP2A, designed to enhance the effectiveness of established cancer therapies. LB-100 is currently being evaluated in clinical programs targeting solid tumors with significant unmet medical need, potentially making tumors more responsive to chemotherapy and immunotherapy.
Investor news breaks: why Cardio Diagnostics Holdings increase is one to watch. Cardio Diagnostics Holdings Increase is making waves in cardiovascular medicine with its focus on prevention, detection, and management of cardiovascular disease. Utilizing AI, genetics, and epigenetics, the company offers a more comprehensive approach to understanding cardiovascular health. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/cdoi.
Soligenx Inc. strengthens pipeline as European Commission grants SGX-945 orphan status. Soligenx Inc. strengthens its pipeline with the European Commission granting orphan drug status to SGX-945 for Behçet's disease. The therapy, based on duskwitide, has potential in the rare disease space. This recognition validates Soligenx's development strategy and the therapy's promise, highlighting the company's commitment to addressing urgent patient needs.
Precision oncology is shifting toward combination strategies, ultimately changing how new therapies are built. Lixi Biotechnology Holdings, Inc. is at the forefront with their first-in-class PP2A inhibitor LB-100, aiming to enhance treatment response by disrupting Lixi IOC flip-ep has flip
Clinical trials are underway for solid tumors like ovarian and colorectal cancers. The focus now is on combining therapies to improve outcomes in cancer treatment.
Americans are supplementing healthcare visits with AI, Gallup survey finds. A recent Gallup and West Health survey revealed that many Americans are turning to AI to enhance their healthcare experiences. The survey highlighted varying usage patterns based on age, income, and motivations. This trend indicates a growing reliance on AI in healthcare, prompting stakeholders like Astiva Health and policymakers to take note.
Study finds AI medical diagnosis errors exceed 80%. A new study reveals that AI medical diagnosis errors surpass 80%, indicating a lack of reasoning for safe clinical use. Despite improvements with detailed patient data, AI systems still struggle with crucial medical decision-making. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. may not be surprised by these findings, as AI models are only as effective as their programming.
Two scientists to receive 2026 Ralph L. Sacco scholarships for brain health. Two neuroscientists, Sarah Kettlety and Callie McEntee, have been awarded the 2026 Ralph L. Sacco scholarships for brain health. Each will receive a $150,000 two-year scholarship to support research in brain health. Kettlety will study childhood concussions' impact on heart rate, while McEntee will research the connection between exercise and brain health. The scholarships are a tribute to the late Dr. Ralph L. Sacco's dedication to advancing brain health.
AIM News breaks. HeartBeam Inc. closes $10 million public offering to advance cardiac technology commercialization. HeartBeam Inc. announced the closing of a $10 million public offering to advance its cardiac technology commercialization. The offering, which included 12.5 million shares of common stock, was completed on April 16, 2026. The funds will support the FDA-cleared 12-lead synthesized ECG system, extended wear patch, heart attack detection technologies, AI capabilities, and general corporate purposes.
Soligenx Inc. advances CTCL research with interim analysis, comparative study results. Soligenx reports positive interim analysis results for its CTCL research, showing consistent response rates in patients. The company also reveals promising comparative study data for its hybrid TM therapy against Valclar. These advancements demonstrate Soligenx's commitment to developing innovative treatments for serious conditions like cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, a rare form of non-Hodgkin lymphoma primarily affecting the skin.
New AI tool could boost the early detection of lung cancer. A new AI tool has been developed to potentially enhance the early detection of lung cancer, a disease that remains a leading cause of cancer-related deaths. With most cases currently diagnosed at advanced stages, scientists are exploring ways to improve early detection for better treatment outcomes. Innovations like oncolytic virus therapy, as seen with Kality Biotherapeutics, Inc., offer hope for improved survival rates.
Biomed News breaks on Toletic Therapeutics Inc. reports FY 2025 net income of $249 million compared to a net loss in FY 2024. The boost was primarily due to a non-cash gain from the valuation of its GMP biotechnology joint venture. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
Tech Media breaks, Nexplat Corp. has deployed AI-powered prescription processing technology through its PharmcoRx subsidiary. The new AI tools automate manual workflows, enhancing efficiency, reducing costs, and supporting scalable growth. This move is expected to create HIPAA-compliant digital processes, benefiting PharmcoRx as it expands its services and client base.
Tiny Gems breaks. Helus Pharma TBOE, CA, HLP, LE has appointed Dr. Ken Kramer, PhD, as Senior Vice President of Medical Affairs. With over 20 years of experience in neuroscience-focused medical affairs leadership, including roles at Bristol-Myers Squibb, Karuna Therapeutics, and AbbVie, Dr. Kramer is expected to support Helus in advancing its pipeline and strengthening engagement with clinical and scientific stakeholders.
Stacey Eisenberg's innovative memory beads launched to aid Alzheimer's research. Stacey Eisenberg's innovative memory beads, inspired by a senior care resident named Peter, are now available to support Alzheimer's research. These tactile brain health tools, designed by A Place at Home, North Austin, offer a way to engage the mind while contributing to a meaningful cause. Learn more and purchase at seniorcareexpert.com/beads.
Catalyst Crew Technologies provides update on telehealth platform development. Catalyst Crew Technologies Corp. provided an update on the development of its telehealth platform, focusing on remote patient engagement and AI-driven healthcare analytics. The platform aims to enhance communication between patients and healthcare providers, supporting structured data collection and workflow coordination. Development efforts include system architecture, data integration, and operational processes, with a focus on scalability and interoperability. The company plans to expand across Latin America as development progresses. Aclarion secures U.S. patent advancing scalable AI-driven assessment of chronic low back pain. Aclarion Inc. secures a U.S. patent advancing scalable AI-driven assessment of chronic low back pain. The patent covers the use of AI in future product workflows to enhance gross margins and scale operations. With 64 patents worldwide, the company's platform, NosiScan, converts MRS spectral data into actionable insights for physicians, improving pain evaluations and treatment strategies.
GeoVax reports 2025 year-end financial results and provides business update. GeoVax Labs increase. Now, the data in GeoVax Labs Inquirer reported its 2025 year-end financial results, showcasing a net loss of $21.50 million. The company's GeoMava vaccine, targeting MPOX and smallpox, is set to enter a pivotal Phase 3 trial later this year. With regulatory support from the EMA and key manufacturing milestones achieved, GeoVax aims to address global vaccine supply constraints and enhance Western state infested. Say INDI, D-A-D-O-V-S.
PartBeam Beat launches proposed public offering to support commercialization and AI initiatives. HeartBeam, a medical technology company focused on cardiac care innovation, has announced a proposed public offering of shares to support its commercialization and AI initiatives. The company intends to use the proceeds to advance its FDA-cleared 12-lead synthesized ECG system, develop its extended wear patch and heart attack detection projects, enhance AI capabilities, and for general corporate purposes. Titan Partners will act as the sole bookrunner for the offering.
Type 1 Diabetes Awareness. Family turns diagnosis into advocacy through community and breakthrough T1D walk. Type 1 Diabetes Awareness takes center stage as a Jacksonville family turns their son's diagnosis into advocacy and community impact. Through Pablo's Pack T1D, they share their journey of managing the condition and participate in the upcoming breakthrough T1D walk. This national fundraising event aims to advance research, improve access to care, and connect families affected by type 1 diabetes. Learn more at pablospackt1d.com.
Network News Breaks, Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, Advancing Multi-Platform Healthcare Strategy. Earth Science Tech is advancing its multi-platform healthcare strategy by acquiring and actively managing businesses. The company prioritizes capital discipline, execution, and long-term value creation across various platforms. Its subsidiaries include compounding pharmacies, telemedicine referral platforms, a healthcare provider serving the Spanish-speaking community, a telehealth platform, and a nonprofit organization providing financial assistance for prescription costs. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks, Earth Science Tech Inc., ETST, Advancing Multi-Platform Healthcare Strategy. Earth Science Tech is making strides in advancing its multi-platform healthcare strategy. The company is focused on acquiring and managing businesses to create long-term value for shareholders. Its subsidiaries include compounding pharmacies, a telemedicine referral platform, a healthcare provider serving the Spanish-speaking community, a telehealth platform, and a nonprofit organization providing financial assistance for prescription costs.
Investor news breaks. Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American KAPA earns 2026 Pinnacle Award for Biotech Innovation in Cancer Drug Resistance. Kairos Pharma Limited NYSE American KAPA has been honored with the 2026 Pinnacle Award for Biotech Innovation in Cancer Drug Resistance. The company's lead candidate, ENV-105, aims to inhibit tumor resistance pathways and enhance existing therapies. Kairos focuses on developing combination approaches to improve response durability across various cancer types.
Tech Media Breaks Polyrhizome Limited announced the closure of a $3.50 million registered direct offering and concurrent private placement with a single institutional investor. The transactions included the sale of units at $9 per unit consisting of ordinary shares or pre-funded warrants and common warrants. Polyrhizome plans to use the proceeds for working capital and general corporate purposes, with Aegis Capital Corp as the exclusive placement agent.
Scientists discover brain cells that aid brain cancer development. Canadian scientists have made an unexpected finding about glioblastoma, one of the deadliest forms of brain cancer. Previously thought to be passive, certain brain cells are now found to actively fuel tumor growth. Efforts to develop effective therapies against glioblastoma are intensifying, with companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. working tirelessly to bring new treatments to market. This discovery sheds light on the complex nature of brain cancer development.
Tiny Gems Breaks Tonix Pharmaceuticals Hold Herp reports publication of Tonia Pharmacokinetic Study in peer-reviewed journal. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. has announced the publication of a peer-reviewed study in clinical pharmacology in drug development, showcasing the pharmacokinetic properties of Tonia. The study, conducted in 60 healthy volunteers, highlighted the faster absorption and higher bioavailability of the sublingual formulation compared to oral extended-release cyclobenzaprine. This supports its use for targeting non-restorative sleep and fibromyalgia patients. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Compact proton therapy delivery helps make the treatment more accessible for cancer patients. Compact proton therapy delivery is becoming more accessible for cancer patients with the innovative Leak Height System from Lyra Technologies, a subsidiary of LIXT Biotechnology Holdings, Inc. Proton therapy offers precise treatment by targeting tumors while minimizing damaged healthy tissue. Traditionally hindered by size and cost, advancements like this are making proton therapy a viable option for more patients.
Defense news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. forms NRx Defense Systems subsidiary to advance neuroplastic therapies for military and government applications. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has established NRx Defense Systems, Inc., a subsidiary dedicated to advancing neuroplastic therapies for military and government applications. Led by Dr. Dennis McBride, the subsidiary will focus on developing deployable solutions for military and first responder use, including a prototype in partnership with Zeta Surgical, Inc., expected to be unveiled at the Clinical TMS Society annual meeting in June 2026. Biomed News Breaks NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. forms NRx Defense Systems subsidiary to advance neuroplastic therapies for military and government applications. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has established NRx Defense Systems, Inc., a subsidiary focused on advancing neuroplastic therapies for military and government applications. led by Dr. Dennis McBride, the Florida-based subsidiary will work on innovative treatments using D-cycloserine and transcranial magnetic stimulation. The goal is to secure funding for solutions tailored for military and first responder use, with a prototype expected to be revealed at the Clinical TMS Society annual meeting in June 2026. Biomed Newsbreaks, Heartbeam Inc. launches proposed public offering to support commercialization and AI initiatives. Heartbeam Inc. has announced the launch of a proposed public offering to support its commercialization and AI initiatives. The medical technology company aims to use the net proceeds to advance its FDA-cleared 12-lead synthesized ECG system, develop its extended wear patch and heart attack detection projects, enhance AI capabilities, and bolster working capital. Titan Partners will serve as the sole bookrunner for the offering.
Lexaria's new animal study aims to expand valuable intellectual property. Lexaria Bioscience Corp. announces a new animal study aiming to expand its valuable intellectual property. The study will evaluate formulation enhancements using Dehydratec Semaglutide and Dehydratec CDD compositions to potentially stake new IP claims. Contracts with the CRO have been signed, and dosing is expected to begin within 60 days. CEO Richard Christopher highlights the growing importance of improved drug delivery technology in the pharmaceutical industry.
Sylogenix Inc. gains analytical validation as its pipeline progresses, driving a positive outlook. A recent Zacks Small Cap Research report highlights key milestones, including strong interim data trends in the FLASH-2 study. The analysis emphasizes clinical and scientific developments contributing to Sylogenix's pipeline depth. Independent research coverage plays a vital role in evaluating emerging biotech companies, shaping their future prospects.
NeuroOne Medical Technologies Corporation collaborates with the University of Minnesota to study next-generation epilepsy therapies using the NBSEEG-based platform. Led by Dr. Sandipan Patty, the program aims to deliver novel therapeutics locally into specific brain regions to enhance efficacy and reduce side effects. This collaboration may lead to human studies, potentially revolutionizing precision epilepsy treatment. Loneliness linked to increased risk of degenerative heart valve disease. Loneliness has been linked to an increased risk of degenerative heart valve disease, according to new research. Unhealthy habits like smoking, excessive alcohol, and inactivity played a role in this connection. However, social isolation, such as living alone, did not show the same association. This study highlights loneliness as a potential modifiable risk factor for heart valve disease, emphasizing the importance of addressing emotional well-being in overall heart health. Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.